welcome everyone to the second episode of the TT and Moo Show. This is Marlon Olivan.
And I'm Tim Tayag.
And well, has it only been a week, Tim? It seems so much longer working with you.
I know, working with you is so much fun. Anyway, an update on the subscriber base that we have. We have eight now.
Eight subscribers on
eight
iTunes.
Eight subscribers, that's right. Of course, you have to subtract two because that's me and you. So really, we have six, but that's not bad.
Not bad for one episode.
For one episode. And I heard, Marlon, that your girlfriend, who's been away for a year in Shanghai now,
right?
She's coming back home. So how do you feel about
okay,
that?
Okay, a little background for listeners. My girlfriend's actually been in China for a year now on a scholarship. And so I haven't seen her for a year. She's coming back. And it hasn't been easy because you know how these long-distance relationships are.
Yeah, but you have Skype and you have all these other
Well,
software.
What I did was, actually I got a webcam.
Oh, okay.
I got a webcam and, you know, a few times a week, I get in front of the webcam, you know, I get a little sexy. And it's done wonders for our relationship because all these old guys send me load so I can text my girlfriend and give her...
Oh, that kind of load. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So do you have any wedding plans anytime soon?
No, I don't think I'm ready for that yet, but... You just got engaged.
Yeah, I got engaged. What's it like? 6 months ago. And let me just tell you, when I told my friends, you get different reactions from different people. Like, when you tell women that you're engaged, they get excited. They go, oh my God, congratulations. And then they hold hands and jump around for about 30 minutes. But when you tell your guy friends, like, dude, I got engaged. And they're like, dude, is she pregnant? But speaking of our wedding, we're going to have a beach wedding in Malaysia, right? And speaking of beaches, you know, one of the best beaches in the world that me and my fiancé like to go to, that's what you should call her now, fiancé, is Boracay. It's the best beach in the world, Marlon. You know that, right?
Right. I mean, you have white sand, great parties.
Everything you have there. So what I did was I took a recorder and I recorded all the ambient sounds of Boracay. And I made a song. It's called Sounds of Boracay.
And you're gonna play that for us?
Yes, here it is.
Tim Tayag's Sounds of Boracay.
Share boat ride, boat ride, boat ride. Share banana boat, banana boat, share banana boat.
Share massage,
share banana boat,
massage,
boat,
massage,
boat,
massage,
share boat ride, boat
jet ski, jet ski, jet ski,
jet ski, share banana,
windsurfing, 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 island hopping, 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 hopping.
Share mi hotel na kayo, hotel, hotel, hotel.
Tim Tayag's Sounds of Boracay.
And here is a public service announcement from the Gay and Lesbian Environmental Awareness Agency, GEA.
Dozens of plant and animal species are lost to extinction every day due to habitat loss and poaching. But there is one species on Earth that has the power to save all the other species. The grizzly shark. Half grizzly bear, half shark, all natural hero. The grizzly shark eats poachers for lunch and loggers for breakfast. To find out how you can help, log on to www.feedagrizzlyshark.com today.
In a world full of mystery.
This world, it's so mysterious.
One man will share his story.
Gather around, everyone, and I will share my story.
This summer, hear his voice in The Narrator.
Once upon a time.
Man, I want to see that movie. I think it's going to be an awesome movie this summer.
It's going to be exciting. Wow.
Anyway, it's time for the weekly sports update.
All right, and of course everybody's talking about the big fight. Manny Pacquiao versus Diaz over the weekend.
Yes, I saw the fight, and man oh man, Diaz just took a beating. And I actually knew that he was going to go down in the ninth round, and I made a bet, and I won.
Wow, but the fight after the fight, did you see the fight after the fight?
What are you talking about? There was no...
The interview. I mean, he just got beat up, it got beat down, it was a massacre.
Ooh, what are you talking about?
The English language. Massacred by Manny Pacquiao. He just beat it to a pulp.
I see. Okay, well, I think it's time to answer some fan mail. We have one from Daniel Abbey. His question is, for both of us, if the world came to an end and there was 10 guys left, including, well, you, of course, and only one girl who happened to be extremely sexy and intelligent, what would your immediate battle plan be? Well, this is what I would do. Since there's 10 guys, obviously we could play basketball every day. Forget about the girl. We could always give each other a hand, if you know what I mean.
Well, if I still have that webcam, then I can get sexy in front of it. And hopefully, the 9 other guys will send me load, so I can text that girl. Yes, it's called a callback. Thank you very much, Daniel Abbey, for your letter.
And that wraps up our second episode of the TTN Moo Show.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week. And we have an open mic this Wednesday.
At Cafe Isla. So make sure you guys check it out.
If you guys live in the Philippines and in the Fort area, come on over this Wednesday.